You know, if you're Jewish, you can only grow up to be one of three things, and I'm Jewish. Those are a doctor, a lawyer, or failure. And and a preacher definitely falls in category number three, if you understand what I'm saying. Now, how did a nice Jewish boy like me end up doing what I do for a living? That's what I want to tell you all about today. And I hope that as we talk about this, that maybe some little piece of my life will connect with some piece of your life, and that God will use what we're going to talk about today to really make a difference in your life. I was born and raised in Portsmouth, Virginia. Both my parents were Jewish. We were conservative Jews. You know, there are three major branches of Judaism: Orthodox, Conservative, and Reform. We were conservative Jews. My mom lit Sabbath candles every Sabbath. You know, if you saw the movie Fiddler on the Roof, you saw the mother in that movie do that. My mom did that. We would go to synagogue on Sundays. I would go to Sunday school at the synagogue. My father would usually go to the men's breakfast and men's fellowship that they had every Sunday at the synagogue. I went to Hebrew school twice a week when I was in elementary school and junior high school. 2 days a week after school, we would all go to the synagogue and go to Hebrew school. And I was bar mitzvahed at age 13, the way every good Jewish boy ought to be. But you know, in terms of the real presence of God in our home, it really wasn't there. We didn't own a Bible. I'd never read a Bible. We didn't sit down and pray before meals. We never prayed at all in my home. We were run-of-the-mill, standard Jewish people who went through the things that you're supposed to go through as Jewish people. We went to high holiday services. We went to Yom Kippur. We had a Passover Seder at our home. But really, the presence of God Himself was just simply not a reality in our life. I can remember as a little boy praying a few times. I can remember laying in bed as a little boy trying to talk to God. I can even remember a few prayers that I believe as a young child God answered for me. And I kind of grew up believing that God probably existed. I mean, I had a sense that God was out there somewhere, but I didn't know Him. I didn't know anything about Him. I had no connection with Him at all. And this is how I grew up. Well, when I was 13, I was bar mitzvahed. And then immediately after that, I would help reading the Torah in the synagogue. Sometimes I would go over for daily services, which happened, and I would read the Torah a little bit because I was pretty good at that. And but when I got to high school, my whole relationship with the synagogue began to change. I got I got interested in other things, girls and partying and drinking. And let's face it, guys, the synagogue just didn't hold much of a candle compared to that stuff, you know. And so I began to trail off in terms of going to synagogue. And the real coup de grace came when I was about 16, maybe just approaching 17. I was involved in the acting group at high school, in the thespian troupe. And when we would practice plays, if you weren't particularly on stage and your lines weren't, you know, up, we would just sit and talk. And so I was sitting and talking one day with a girl that was also in the play, and she began asking me about whether or not I knew for sure I was going to go to heaven. She began asking me about my personal relationship with God. Well, I'd never even heard of a personal relationship with God, never really talked or thought much about heaven or hell, because you just don't talk about that in the synagogue. And she kind of shook me up a little bit. So the very next time I was at the synagogue, I asked the rabbi if I could talk to him, and I asked him a question. I said, "Rabbi, I need to know, do Jews go to heaven or hell?" And he went, "Excuse me?" And I went, "No, do Jews go to heaven or hell? I need to know this because I've got a girl at my school who keeps telling me that I'm going to hell." And he said, "No," he said, "here's what I need to tell you." He said, "All Jewish people go to heaven." And I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, hell," he said, "is a Gentile problem." I said, "That's wonderful." I said, "That's wonderful. But just so I can defend myself, explain to me why this is so I can tell this girl." He said, "Well, we are all Abraham's descendants. And as Abraham's descendants, we have a kind of a different arrangement with God than the rest of the world does." And I said, "You mean to tell me that I could do all kinds of stuff, you know, and I could lie and I could be nasty and I'm still going to heaven because I'm Abraham's descendant? And he said, yeah. And actually, you know, there is a passage that I ran into many years later while I was doing graduate work at Johns Hopkins University from the Mishnah, from the Jewish rabbinic writings, that actually says that very same thing. It's in the Tractate Sanhedrin, and it says that very thing, that except for a couple of real bums, every Jewish person's going to heaven. So I was like, wow, this is fabulous. And I thought to myself, you mean even if I never come to synagogue again, I'm still going to heaven? And the answer is yes. And so that was pretty much the end of my relationship with synagogue. Well, I took him seriously, you know.